Okay, we're on the Reish Nun Vav. We had this dialogue between the ongoing dialogue between the Seichel and the Nefesh, where the Seichel was giving the Nefesh aitzes on how to break away from his bad habits and how to become more focused on Avodas Hashem. And now the Nefesh is going to start teaching the Seichel what he needs to do in order to get closer to Hashem and to find favor in his eyes. We'll see. We'll go through it. It's an ongoing conversation here between the Nefesh and the Seichel, and it's going to go on for a while. So let's see. The Perek Hey, that's where we're holding an Avodas Elokim. V'yomer HaSeichel. Let's just finish off with the last question that that the Nefesh asked. We saw that last week. But naive to think you can break away from your habits easily. We know that it's a big struggle, but that's what he says. He's heard what he said, and he with the help, with your help, I'm hopefully be able to break my bad habits quickly, easily. Which was very hard for me before, but now I'm starting to see the right tools, it becomes easier. Please bring me to the next gate of the ways of healing myself. So I'll be able to know what I want and what I have a desire to know in relation to Avodas Elokim. That was how we ended off last week. And now the Seichel says, here it is. This is the meaning of life. The principle and the main foundation that this all stands on who shetekabli al atzmeich es merusoi shel mishu lemale mimach. I think we started this as well, maybe. Koima es merus Hashem. Kishem she'at reitzi shetekabal al atzmeich at. What did we say Marus was? The authority. If you know what the word means, Marut.
I forgot. I could look it up again.
No, we had a pshat last week. What
didn't
it
make sense. The answer I gave the Rav before didn't make sense, anyways.
How does he translate? What does he say? He just says in the Pirush, he uses the long language, but in the Machabe himself, he just says, "Memshelis adam v'klalus shel ha'inyan hu shetekabli olayich mimish demala mimech et at roitze shikabel." He doesn't say, he doesn't use all these fancy words. He just says, "You mekabel from someone who's above you, the same as you want people below to mekabel from you." That was the part that I wanted to
add. Modern Hebrew word means polishing, like polishing shoes. Buffer.
You know,
doesn't fit here.
No. Anyway, the Mechaber doesn't say it. In the Ikar Loshon, the original Loshon of the Chovetz Chaim, he doesn't use the word Bichlal. He just says that the Ikar principle here is that in the same way that you want people below you to accept your views, your Rotson, so you should accept the Rotson of Hashem above you. Hashem Shadrach, Kabbal Alat, may meet Rule Mati Mamech, Es Merutsech At. Ki Ilu, the relationship you have with the person above you needs to be the same, needs to be equal to the one you have below you. Shover. The yachas we're talking about. The relationship you have with someone who's above you has to be the same as the desire, the what you expect from those that are below you. What does that mean? Don't relate to the one that's above you. Poshut. Don't relate to one above you in a way that you don't want the one below you to relate to you. He's just giving the positive and the negative. In other words, relate to the one above you the way you want the one below you to relate to you, and don't relate to the one above you the way you don't want the one below to relate to you. It's the positive and the negative side is the same question. The Chavis of Us is very, very bekitzia, and the Leif Tov goes on Halarichas. I'm not sure what exactly is behind it. I don't have enough of a Masoira to know how this all works. V'teima ha-nefesh. Oistifna li purush u'biur. Please add and explain to me what's going on here with more clarity. Maz bira sechos. I think that we all saw last week. Maz bira sechos. Halil daitoch. It's a toivish shalokim meitiv loch. One of the major themes through the whole Chavis of Lubavitch, you know that already. That take upon your das all the goodness that Hashem does for you. Ein et elish ru mashpia gam loch v'gam lacherim. Ein v'ein es elish ru mashpia rak loch bilvad. There's two types of goodness. There's the goodness that Hashem does just for you, and there's goodness that's for everybody, and you're included in that everybody. Imagine for yourself that if you would give all the goodness that Hashem is doing for you, you would give to your Eved that you bought with hard-earned money. How would you want this Eved to behave towards you? You bought this Eved with Kesev. You don't owe him anything. But you give him the same goodness that Hashem gives you, what would you expect from this guy? So that's how you have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beyachas shen loy hayarot zulucha mitzidoy, loy yerot zulucha gam b'meh shenogel, yachas klapi boirech. What you wouldn't want back from this guy, you shouldn't. So for us, a little bit hard to deal with the body, but we do it with children. How do you want your children to behave to you? So don't behave to Hashem the way your children are behaving to you, or the way you don't want your children to behave to you. And that's the dynamic. You have to find your own mashalim, because avodim for us is a little bit of a hard mashal. We don't really get avodim so much. But there's other areas, people that you work for you, people that you do chesed for, people you give a lot to, you go out of your way for. How do you want them to be right to you? Not that you make those demands of them. Chas v'chalila. I don't think he's saying that you should do chesed for people and then go make demands. It's just a natural tendency when you're doing that much good for people, you don't want them spitting in your face. So don't do the same to the boy. The tema nefesh. Generally, I've understood what you've said. So now, would you please explain in detail what the relationship of an Eved towards his master should be like? And of course, that's going to be an imshul for us of how we're supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The correct, desirable conduct of an Eved towards his master. Sheheitiv lo afilu rak b'miktas mimah sheheitiv lach boirach. We're talking about a master who gave the Eved very little in comparison to what Hashem gives us. He's a good master and he's made him the Eved, but nothing compared to what Hashem does for us. He's this. This is the correct conduct. Three things he brings down, yeah? The first one is that you have to serve your master alone and serving other people at the same time. You don't have a little business on the side. But with your speech and with your actions, you're serving the master alone. That's number one. Number two, you should be very faithful. And charut means alacritous, very, very aroused, very active. Whether it's hidden aspects or things that are seen by the people that you're doing for the master, that's number two. And number three, and it should be very, very awed. year a year from the Ramutzoi, they should be very awed from these masters' status, and also scared from the punishments that the father, that the master can give the Eved whenever he's staying in front of him. You say the wrong word, you don't behave properly, the Eved from the master, you can have him killed on the spot. Don't betray your master as long as he's watching you. If you're going to betray your master, don't do it while he's looking at you. Don't do it under his nose. As the Pischaleja says, so that's a Kosh Baruch who's watching you all the time. Eli Kol Haaretz, Hashem is everywhere. So you should be scared of that and don't betray Hashem. You're what you talk about the Eved, but to Hashem in the Nimshol while he's watching you. First of all, should be humble and understand his status, his lowly status in front of his master. Whether it's things that he's doing outside that people can see, and when it's in the recesses of his heart. Should behave himself with lowliness in his presence, and in his clothing and in his midas. Person should always dress. You know, to dress like the most fanciest guy in town. You know, if they have the latest fashions and the most flashiest clothes, whatever, you should dress modestly. And also his midas should show his humbleness. He doesn't say Maisa. Earlier he said Maisa and Dibu. Yeah, he's saying Piv Ulavavoy, his mouth and his thoughts. Vishabeh Oto Vyoide no Biyom of Laila Shiyaski is the voice of Kubenola Ben Atzma. And he should praise him and thank him night and day. And he remembers all the good that the master is happening, that exists between them. He should remember all the good when he's alone. He should remember all the good that the master is doing for him. And when he's in front of others as well. And he should praise him Hello, according to what's fitting for him. And he should run happy with a burning desire to find favor in his master's eyes. To try to be desirable in front of his master. He should plead with his master always to find favor in front of him, and he should forgive him, atone him for all the things he's done, connected him, the sins he's done. He should love his master. He should be scared, terrified that maybe he's not doing the master's will properly, commands. He should guard the mitzvahs and he should run away very far from all the things that his master told him not to do. He should pay attention to the things that he made mistakes, that he sinned against him. That which the master does for him, this is an important line to underline. Without this, nothing else starts. This is where you got to start. The goodness that the master does for him in his eyes has to look very, very big and many and multiple. Especially in relation to Hashem, we don't stop really to appreciate how big the chovos are that Hashem does for us. We know the chovos, a lot of us said, we said it before, and we thought in other places, that there's no ways you could pay Hashem back with all the mitzvahs, with everything you do, you couldn't pay Hashem back for the smallest chesed he does for us. So when you hear that, you realize you don't appreciate all the good that he's doing for us. Yeah, we have a Korosh HaTov and we appreciate it, and I can see it and I'm grateful, I'm thank you. Well, this This we don't get how great it really is that you could live 100 years being the biggest tzaddik in the world and you wouldn't even started paying Hashem back for it, the smallest chesed, never mind all the others. So we don't, that itself tells us, anachnu lo, we don't understand, we don't get it. That's why this is a very important avoider. The goodness that the master does has to, in your eyes, you have to realize how great it is and how many there are. There it is. And his actions are not going to be anywhere near. In his eyes, are not going to be anywhere close to what he needs to do in relation to what he's getting back. The effort that he's going to put in to do what his master wants is not going to be anywhere near the tircha that is what he's supposed to be doing. And in his own eyes, he should see himself as being very small, not small in and of itself, but small in relation to his master. I think it has to feel very big when you realize you have a unique mission that Hashem has given you, it should be very big in your eyes. But klape Hashem, a person should recognize kama katanani. And he should add bowings you bow down to Hashem. You should have trust in him in all your needs. Whoever doesn't have his own bank account, so whatever he gets from his master, that's what he gets. And what he doesn't get, he doesn't get. But he's secure that his master will look after him. And he accepts everything that the master brings upon him. If he gives him nice food and he takes care of him, he should thank him and praise him. And if he starves him for a day or two, he should makabel that barots and he should tolerate that. Don't for 1 minute think that you can judge him unjustly. You shouldn't think that he's being unjust and he's treating you unfairly with his gzeiros. Be happy with what he gives you in filling your needs, and you should be matzdikoto. You should justify what he does when he causes you suffering. That's a big mouthful, and that's a lot of avoider. I'm not sure if there's time for anything else. If you would start thinking about this and working on this and dealing with this, I didn't count how many nakudas there are. Yeah, I'm not sure if you did. This is okay. I've got enough to keep me busy for at least 1,000 years. I don't know why there's more of the safer. I don't know why we need you see what he's talking about here? How we have to relate to that's bread and flesh and blood, Moss. We talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu here. Yeah. Yep. Because you have a little bit of space. There's a long, long paragraph coming up. I don't know. I want to think about this before. The next step is also a lot of, it's the next level up after this. I don't know. We have to take time out.
There's a lot to think about. It's a lifetime. I managed to get in from the beginning. That just somehow worked. It's just a delay. There's just a lag, but I can hear you clearly.
No, I've got this problem with it. I've got this new phone. I don't know how to use it properly. So there's like, you were hidden behind it. Last week it happened as well. Hey, that's not cool. I'm so happy to hear your voice. Don't go away. I need to talk to you for 1 minute. There's too much here for me. I need to process this. Maybe else first, I'll spend the whole night just thinking about this. I don't know, whatever. I'll probably fall asleep soon after I start. So, Lord Mishnah. All right, I'm going to stop here if you don't mind, because I really can't absorb anymore. If the next paragraph was short, I would do it, but it's another long mouthful like we just went through now, so I must speak. We'll meet again next Monday.
Yeah, square. Thanks,
unless there's any changes. Jonathan, I need you for 2 seconds.
All right.
Lala Tov Eli. Let me just switch off the recording here.